Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, New York. This is AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G, here with Bruce Hall as always.
Good morning, everywhere. Hey, it's good. It's daggone good day to be between Washington and Baltimore.
Yeah, they got two playoff games kicking off within just a couple hours of each other. It's a great day to be in the DMV. It's a great day to be anywhere, really. As the NHL lockout seems to be over. I say seems. I'm not ready to say it's completely over because they've reached a tentative agreement. If you know anything about hockey, nothing gets done. So they still have a lot of I's to dot.
So when do they start playing? Like 3 weeks?
The 19th is the set date of January.
Is that 2 weeks?
2 weeks? Mm-hmm. So we could see games on the 19th. They still have a lot of I's to dot, a lot of T's to cross, but it looks like they have reached an agreement that will be 10 years until we have to face this again. They were locked out in 2006, and they're locked out again now. It looks like they've reached a tentative agreement for 10 years that has a opt-out clause of 8. So,
you know, I'm listening to you, and I'm hearing this, and I could care less.
Yeah, you know.
Because I haven't been a hockey guy since Rod Langway played for the Cavs.
Well, it's good news for everybody out there who.
And now you know why.
Well, really, it's, you know, it's been 113 days of the lockout, but could the lockout have ended at a better time? The football season is starting to end.
It's probably what, you know, and
they're not competing with the NFL.
Well, they got their insurance money. That's all the owners care about.
So
they're all insured for strikes and
hockey's
lockouts.
Hockey's back, and it couldn't be a more perfect time.
Hockey be back.
Hockey looks like it will be back. We're not.
So you're not sure.
I'm not
you're
ready.
You're not sold on it.
Look,
would that have something to do with the guy that represents the players?
Well, it's just
he's so bad.
I'm not allowed to get in politics, but if you look at
look
at all of that. I mean, you look at everything that happened in Congress and how it came down to the wire, and people are, you know, going back on what their own bills. And
right.
That's the government. This is the NHL. We've already seen these guys go back and forth on these kinds. I'm just saying, if it happens at the highest level, it can happen in the NHL. And we've seen these guys lose an entire season just a couple years ago. Both owners are in both NBA and NHL right now.
Right.
So Ted Leonsis, who is the owner of the Washington Wizards and the Washington Capitals, was one of the big players in this for the NHL lockout.
And listen, for those of you that don't know who Ted Leonsis is, he was early AOL. Mm-hmm. I mean, he made America Online a ton of money. And anybody that worked for AOL way back knows, because they're all multimillionaires now because they got out with some great stock deals. But I got to tell you, he's also a very nice guy. He's one of the few owners you'll ever meet who is sincerely a great guy. And I felt bad for him when all this happened. And what are the Wizards now? 4-26 or
something?
Well,
he's been one of the head. Yeah, they are. They're terrible. but he's been one of the guys that has been kind of the front runner, the main guy in this,
right,
that has been the argument head, the talking head for the owners. So a lot of people,
he's an intelligent guy.
Yeah,
too.
But a lot of people have started to lose respect for him, and he's thinking his own interest as well, because the Wizards are terrible. The Wizards are 4-whatever. But at the beginning of the year, that didn't matter to him.
They actually pay you to go see the Wizards.
It's terrible.
If you show up at a Wizards game, swear they let you in for free, and they give you like $25 in the. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
but that would be a great idea to make it look like there's people there.
But he's been one of the talking heads, and I just think it's no coincidence that as the Wizards get worse and worse and worse, and we're starting to see their tickets drop below a dollar, everything like that. As we're starting to see that, you know, it's no coincidence to me that the NHL lockout, they're starting to talk again. The NBA owners, who are also NHL owners, are starting to cave because they're starting to see them lose money on their other,
right,
you know, endorsements or
well,
whatever it is
that
through the NBA.
Hey, Roy, you're a big hockey fan.
I do. I love hockey.
Let me ask you this now. The 19th, when they start back,
yeah,
you going to buy a season ticket package?
Well, I don't have a season ticket like it's any other NBA teams. NFL season is wearing down. Will I go to some Caps
games?
Would you do
like a 10-game package and just go back and see them?
Yeah, I'd go back and see them.
Well, you know what? If you get one, I'll split it with you, but we got to have some good seats.
That's fine.
All right? Because I've got to start going back to hockey games.
Yeah, I mean, hockey's great.
The greatest thing about hockey is when you're in that arena, and it's not just two periods. It's great. It's three. Mm-hmm. So you know I leave events early.
Yeah.
So I don't leave after the second period. I'll leave like 10-minute mark in the third period, and I beat everybody out, and I'm home in 25 minutes. You're listening to Bruce Hall and Roy Edwards. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy Edwards is the younger-sounding guy. And by the way, I apologize for my voice. The South Lake Seahawk wrestling team this weekend played in the Rumble in the Jungle tournament in Fairfax County, Virginia, at Edison High School. And I had three kids in the finals, and we had like seven guys place, and we finished in third place. And I'm going to tell a short story later, and a lot of people out there who have kids in high school will be able to relate to this, but I had a kid that was 25, 30 minutes late on Friday, and he wasn't allowed to compete in the tournament, and it was because his mother refused to give him a ride after she told him she would. And we're going to talk about decisions and common sense and how some of these school systems are just so messed up, just absolutely. Well, I tell you what, we're going to talk about a lot of different things today. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we can only talk about, you know, predicting the outcome of two NFL games. We're going to talk about the rest of the playoffs. We're also going to talk about the teams that got byes this week. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, what's funny is I was looking through my USA Today weekly, you know, paper, which I break down and buy two of them and tear them up and put them everywhere. And it was funny because nobody was rated higher that played this week in my system, Bruce Hall's system, than an OK+. And, you know, I started thinking, man, these guys have really come down a little bit. And they have. Mm-hmm. But then I remembered, oh, wait a minute, four of the teams that are really good, you know, that were rated good, they're playing next weekend.
Yeah, they're all by.
So, you know, and I took a look at New England. God, they are awesome.
New England's taking the strides at the right time.
Offensively, they're going to be really hard to beat. And you know what's funny is I'm getting calls.
And this was a team who struggled in the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems like Belichick does that a lot. It's almost like he doesn't care at the beginning. It's like, well, you know, we all know kind of why they went at home.
Yeah.
And if they're still doing what they did. And that was called Spygate, The Untold Story by
Brian O'Leary.
Yeah. It's, you know.
I will never forget that name.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, it's one of the best books I've ever written.
It is a good book, yeah.
And there are so many, you know, in the bibliography, there are so many references to people everybody knows that actually gave him juice to write this book. And it's an enjoyable book, but I still like New England. You know, they are fun to watch.
They're.
And you know what? Their offense is pretty cool because all they're doing is crossing patterns, and they'll send a few guys deep once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But their defense is what Belichick, he's such a good defensive coach that he figures if you just give him 25 athletes on defense, he can figure out how to stop you. You might get some yards, but you're not going to get in the end zone that often. And he's figured out how to clamp down and do all those things. And I'm kind of a Belichick fan. I've always thought he's one of the best. But until I met Mr. O'Leary, I'm not as big a Bill Belichick fan as I used to be.
Real quick, though, before we get out off this, I wanted to say something real quick about the NHL. The NHL, they've made a couple years ago, Kovalchuk with the New Jersey Devils signed a 17-year, $102 million deal. You're not allowed to do that anymore. That was a big controversy when it happened.
Right.
Now the max deal you can get is 7 years from another team. If you stick with your own team, it's eight. So
that's not bad.
That was one of the big things that had a lot of had this to do with this.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall, and you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
If you're keeping track at home, with all this coaching carousel. You might be a little confused, and that's okay.
And there's no need to be, because there's really only two coaching jobs that have been filled. Andy Reid in Kansas City, and we're going to talk about that later. There's a really pretty funny thing on Facebook that shows Andy. It's got, you know, a big picture of him being big old fat Andy going, yeah. I thought it said KFC.
Yeah, that's pretty. I haven't seen that yet. That's pretty funny. Good. You know what I hope happens? I hope that the Philadelphia Eagles sign Mike Holmgren as their head coach.
Yeah,
because,
that would be great.
Because
see
Andy
him.
Reid and Mike Holmgren are actually the same person.
Well, nobody's ever seen the two of them
Never,
together.
Together, ever.
Except in Green Bay in one of those old. You know, he coached for Mike.
And that was Photoshop, actually.
Let me tell you something. There were like seven really good, great coaches in that, in all those like old time mm-hmm. Green Bay.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, he had Andy Reid. He had Marty Mortingweg. He had Gruden. He had Mooch.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did he have? Come on. There were like seven guys that became good head
guys.
Coaches. But, you know, right. it's called the Holmgren tree.
Yeah. Well, it's a good tree. It's a lot better than the Belichick tree.
Belichick doesn't. Look, we all know what the deal is. If you're going to coach for Belichick,
yeah.
You got to be in on the skinny.
And then you come back. You always come back to Belichick.
And then you go somewhere else and you suck.
Yeah.
Because you can't be in on the skinny there.
We saw that with McDaniels. McDaniels tried to set it up in Denver.
How about Todd Haley?
And he got the runaway.
How about Todd Haley? Roethlisberger almost beat the crap out of my heart after
Haley.
A meeting. I mean, they were screaming at each other from what my sources said.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Yeah. I mean, if you talk to some of the beat guys up there.
Well,
it wasn't a happy.
Kansas City ran him out really quick. He went 13-3
well,
his first year there.
Well, you heard about that meeting.
And they ran him out
what
the next
year.
What
did he say at the meeting? He goes, well, I can't do here what I do at, you know, in New England. They were talking about scouting.
Right, of course.
Scouting the other coaches, signs.
Yeah.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Matt looks like he wants to say
yes,
something.
Yes, Matt. I had
the call of, or the call-in question of the week.
I thought he was telling us he had a caller. No. By the way, Roy, what number do they call?
You call 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294.
I have Roy do that because he never forgets anything.
The question of the week is, who would win in a fight? Andy Reid, Wilford Brimley, or... You don't know who
I don't know
Brimley
Wilford Brimley
I'm taking
no.
Brimley. He's a
who is he?
Wilford Brimley.
I don't know Wilford Brimley. Is.
He's the guy that was in, like, Cocoon.
Okay, now
guys.
that means
nothing
to me.
He's the one who does the diet. All right, one word. If you have diabetes.
He's a butterfly, huh?
He's the diabetes guy.
Now, Wilford,
I don't see. You're just going over my head here. I'm 26, okay?
Yeah. Barely. Jeez.
He looks like both of them combined.
He's a walrus.
I'm going with Andy. I think Andy's tough.
I think a walrus would
win.
Well,
no, you know, Mike Holmgren. You know what Mike Holmgren was? He's a school teacher.
He's Andy Reid.
I mean, he's a school teacher.
That's like...
he taught school before he coached.
That's like Lady Gaga is actually Marilyn Manson. Have you ever seen those two together?
No, she looks a lot better than Marilyn Manson.
He is Marilyn Manson.
No, he's not Marilyn Manson.
The same
Manson.
Person.
Listen, let's talk about football. All right, so we're looking... Two vacancies have been filled. Now... I predicted 9 guys would leave. I was wrong because for some reason Tennessee kept their head coach,
yeah.
Munchak, right?
Well, that was a great idea.
That guy's an idiot anyway. The head Bud Adams or whatever his name is, the owner of the Tennessee Titans. You know, I mean, he's spending a ton. He must be a billionaire, a multi-billionaire. That's the only thing I can figure.
Maybe he just
now we
that
know
what
why Peyton
had...
didn't go there though.
Yeah, well, maybe
could
we...
you imagine if he was in Tennessee, he'd be done for the year. He'd be
well, maybe.
He'd be over.
Maybe a lot of people thought that Denver wasn't going to go anywhere this year.
No, that's not true because our boy Tim Tebow, who Rex Ryan says sucks, took him to the playoffs.
Right,
last
but what?
Year.
Yeah, but speaking of Rex Ryan, we have to get into his tattoo a little later.
Hey,
but
have you noticed that he's disappeared?
I'm so glad that you said
have you
that because
that Rex and Woody have disappeared.
Well, they're on vacation.
Yeah,
they're on little islands.
They're on vacation. They're on vacation for like months.
You know, Larry Fitzgerald is in Columbia right now.
Columbia, yeah. North Carolina, South Carolina.
No, the actual Columbia, like the country.
Why?
He's just on vacation. He was there on Thursday.
That's
flew in on Thursday.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't pay me to go to Columbia right now.
It was beautiful.
Well, you better have like a SWAT team as your bodyguards. Because even if you're, you know, in downtown Margarita or whatever it's called,
I believe that was a dance.
What's the capital of Colombia?
I don't know.
Well, you need to find these things out if you're going to bring up Columbia.
I'm just saying that's where he is.
The gem of the ocean. Come on.
All I know.
I didn't know that we were going to get into states and capitals.
That's where most of the cocaine has come from for many, many years. Is Colombia and Venezuela.
Well, I watched Scarface. I know. All right. I'm not that young.
Well, you're pretty young if you don't remember. Who was it? He couldn't just figure out who it was.
The capital of Colombia.
No, Wilford Brimley.
Who is Wilford Brimley? Pull up a picture of Wilford Brimley so I have any idea who this guy is.
He does commercials, and he's got a southern accent.
That means
hello, this is Wilford Brimley. You know who he played? He played, if you ever saw the movie with Robert Redford.
Oh, okay.
No, with Robert Redford. He was the manager of the team.
Okay.
He was the New York Knights manager.
Yeah. That's a great picture, though.
Jesus.
Still not dead. I love the headline.
Still not dead. Yeah, there's been many reports saying that he's been gone, but he's not. And by the way.
That's funny.
You know,
not that he's still alive. That's great. I'm glad he's still alive.
All right, let's talk football. Can we?
The headline's funny.
Can we?
Yeah,
University of Oregon, Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly, yeah.
You know, supposedly on everybody's, you know,
list.
Well, he's not on my list. You couldn't pay me to hire that guy. I just don't like him. There's just something about that guy says to me, loser in
Chip
the
Kelly?
NFL. Yeah.
See,
he's not going to win.
I disagree.
He's not going to win.
I disagree. I think Chip Kelly is.
Why don't you hire him then?
I would. If I owned an NFL franchise, I would love to hire,
you would hire
Chip Kelly. Absolutely. Okay. We sit here every week and we talk about what's the future quarterback in the NFL. You're either going to be a pocket passer or you're going to be this RG3, Russell Wilson stereotype kind of, you know.
Right.
Well, in the backfield, doing all kinds of different things, able to run.
Here's a great question for you then, Roy,
because mm-hmm.
we're going to be arguing on the air a lot because we didn't get a lot of prep time here. Yeah. But here's the thing. You know, who's the quarterback coming out this year? Besides, Geno Smith's a drop back guy. He's not really a sprint out guy.
Well,
he don't run no 4.35 40.
Well,
Russell Wilson's only a 4.56.
I have to see what Geno Smith runs because he's
very
fast.
His nose runs.
He's very fast.
Hey,
and he threw for 45 touchdowns and 6 interceptions this year. I mean, the kid is a great quarterback. The kid's an awesome quarterback.
I like him. Did you see how upset he was in the bowl game?
Good. You should be upset.
He's a leader.
You know?
He's a leader. Well, you know what? Why would you ever play a game in Yankee Stadium? The turf was pathetic.
So he runs a 4.7.
Yeah.
Geno.
I ran a 4.7.
That's pretty.
That's why I didn't play football.
That's pretty average.
I was a corner
slash safety.
But we'll
see what he does at the combine. You know, because that 4.7, that's not a combine.
He's a first-round draft choice, I think, Geno. He's got a good arm.
You know where I think he ends up. I wrote an article on it this week.
Oh, who?
I think he ends up in Kansas City.
Well, you know, they need it. Hey, Brady Quinn ain't the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And look, one of the cheaters is the other guy.
Well, who's Andy Reid? Who was his first ever pick when he was Eagles coach? He got booed for it.
Oh, Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
Got booed big time.
Who is exactly like who is basically Donovan McNabb reincarnated? Right.
Probably,
now?
Yeah.
The closest thing to it, at least, coming out.
It's a different body type. Mm-hmm. And Donovan was a little bit more of a runner in college than Geno.
A little bit,
but
yeah.
Having said that, that's two different offenses, too. Syracuse's offense then was pretty standard.
Yeah.
You know, the thing I do like about Dana is he ain't scared of running any play.
Mm-mm.
He'll run any play that he'll design a play at halftime and run it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like
he
Dana,
makes changes kinda. On the run. The thing he needs medication. That's the only thing Dana needs, and he'll be fine.
His Red Bull. That's his medication.
Well, that's not good.
He drinks Red Bull more than I drink Red Bull.
He needs
a lot of Red Bull.
Listen, he needs Red Bull like General George Armstrong Custer needed more Sioux Indians coming after him. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm not related to George Custer. But if I was, I wouldn't drink Red Bull, I'll tell you that. Let's talk a little bit more about the five positions that
sure.
we got. Hey, I tell you what, you pick. Let's do this.
Uh-huh.
First of all, people, if you're following us, go to NFL.com if you're sitting there with your computer hacking around. Go to NFL.com and then go to Coach Tracker. It's a great little thing on there. And what Coach Tracker does is it tells you all of the guys, you know, everybody that's available at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here looking at Bruce Arians' stuff for some reason.
Well,
and there's another guy on the short list. I got Bruce Arians number two.
Yeah.
Number one is Mike McCoy, offensive coordinator with Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, everybody loved that guy. As a matter of fact, the Raiders wanted him, and they took the other guy. because McCoy didn't want to leave, because I think he thought he knew they were going to get Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling a lot of these guys know what's going to happen in the NFL. But the Arizona Cardinals, they talked to Todd Haley. I don't know why. Haley actually was the offensive coordinator in Arizona from 2007 to 2008. He went 19-26.
Pretty good record.
As the Chiefs head coach.
Yeah, but he went 13-3 one season, so what does that say about the rest of the time he went there?
Pretty bad. They also interviewed their own defensive coordinator, Ray Horton, mm-hmm. who's like their African-American.
The Rooney
Rule.
He's
been interviewed, what, 100 times?
So it's the Rooney
Rule. When is he going to get a job? You know, if he can't get a job with the Cardinals, I'd leave. Wouldn't you leave? I'd want to leave.
It's kind of insulting if you do get in.
Well,
you know,
I just think that Ray Horton's would probably make a hell of a day.
I think he'd be a good head coach.
All he needs is a good offensive coordinator. You know, mm-hmm. there's a pretty good offensive coordinator that needs a job in San Diego. His name's Norv Turner. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't you think that wouldn't be a bad play?
Ray Horton, he knows the players. It's all about, does he have the locker room, though? Because if you bring in
he's got half the locker room.
If you bring in an internal guy, though, then you better hope that the players like him.
Is strong. Arizona's defense is not a problem. Ray Horton handles their defense. That's half of their staff. That's half of their roster.
Well, they have Patrick Peterson back there,
They still need to just bring in a good offensive guy. And evidently, I mean, they just haven't had they don't have a quarterback.
No, they don't.
That's another team without a quarterback. Now, here's the thing. I thought Andy was going to Arizona. What does it say that he went to Kansas City?
He doesn't believe in Kevin Cobb.
Yeah, he doesn't think.
We don't want Kevin back.
He got rid of Kevin Cobb. Why? How did he? Who sold that deal? Who sold?
Apparently, Andy Reid is an extreme salesman for getting rid of terrible quarterbacks. He's like, Don McNabb's old, but you can have him for 3 picks.
The Redskins got burned with that one pretty bad.
Well, kind of. I broke into this, and I won't talk too much on this, but okay, the Redskins get Don McNabb, right?
Right.
They give up whatever it was. It was like a first and a fourth or a second and a fourth or whatever it was,
I think it was a second and a fourth.
But then they trade him to Minnesota for a fourth and a sixth, I think is what it was. And that sixth-round draft pick ended up to be Alfred Morris. You know who Philadelphia drafted with their fourth-round pick that they got from the Redskins? It was Matthews' little brother.
Is that right?
Yeah. Casey Matthews.
Unbelievable.
So would you trade Alfred Morris for Casey Matthews?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think there's a single person
who wouldn't. There's a lot of talk about the sprint option and all that in the Redskins' offense. And if you go to WashingtonPost.com, and I don't like to give the Post accolades because, you know, it's a liberal rag in my opinion, but I don't talk about politics here on the show. But the thing of it is that their sports page, however many few pages there are left in the sports page for the Washington Post, it has one of the best articles I've ever read about the offense and how it started, how it progressed. And it's in today's paper. And if you can read, and hopefully you people are reading out there, especially the young kids, pick up a newspaper. It's not a bad thing. Go online, WashingtonPost.com. Take a look at it. It's a page one story.
Or go to WashingtonPost.com and read it online.
That's what I just said. By the way, the Cards are going to fly Mike McCoy in probably tomorrow.
Well, they're flying out to him, right?
No, it's they're going to Denver. You're right. And then that's going to take place today.
And Lovie Smith. They're going to bring in Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith's going to get a job.
Lovie might get that Arizona job.
Mike Ditka called it stupid.
You know
it's
what?
Stupid. If Mike Ditka says it.
Hey, listen, we're going to be back in a minute. This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230.
Is this your boy?
WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your host, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back here.
Yes, we are.
Talking NFL carousel.
Buffalo Bills. Let's go to the next one. They actually hired a new head coach.
Yeah.
You know, the Buffalo Bills. Chan Gailey, okay, I get it. But he's a coordinator. They just hired another guy. He's probably a coordinator type guy. Doug Maroney's a head coach at Syracuse. And he did a good job at Syracuse. I mean, he's a highly thought after guy. They signed him officially this morning. I guess they couldn't get a contract back in time. But everybody in the world reported it yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, usually it's amazing. Twitter does unbelievable things. I mean, I love Twitter because When you got Twitter, you basically have the news at your fingertips. Very rarely is somebody, I mean, they'll give you their ideas, and you can decipher ideas from fact pretty much.
Yeah.
But when they give you fact, one time, two times maybe since I've been on Twitter, has something information been like a yes, no wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause guys, people are pretty careful. People in the business are pretty careful about coming out and saying that, you know, I'll never forget. It was like when Joe Pod died. That was one of the early ones, remember? They knew he was.
Well, that was way too early. Yeah, it was like 48 hours earlier or something.
No, it was the night before. It was the night before he died. He died the next morning.
Well, there was major media outlets saying that Joe Paterno was
dead. Well, you're
just
getting excited because you were one of them.
Joe Paterno, no, I didn't claim that he was dead. I didn't do that.
That wasn't you?
No, I did not do that.
You're sure?
Like Fox and CNN, they're all, Joe Paterno's dead.
Oh, no, you know who?
Just kidding.
Yeah,
just,
but do you know who broke the story? The school paper. That was the problem. The school paper.
Oh, really?
Broke the story. See, so they went with it.
I stay away from breaking dead things. Hey. I don't do that.
Hey, you can wait a day.
I wait,
and find out somebody
cool
died.
With it, you know?
Hey, let's talk about the Carolina Panthers. They're going to keep Ron Rivera. You know, Ron Rivera, that's probably a good idea because he's a great defensive guy. And it's Cam Newton. Cam Newton is going to decide how long Ron Rivera stays in Carolina. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Because if Cam Newton and that offense, and by the way, D'Angelo Williams, who everybody that listens to our show knows who the other guy is with at least 1,000 carries in the NFL, who has over a 5 yard per carry average besides Jim Brown, is D'Angelo Williams. But as long as they've got him and that other running back, Jonathan Stewart, and a host of wide receivers, they're going to be okay because Rivera's not going to let the defense go to hell. He just won't.
Well,
no, you know, but I'm just going to tell you.
We hope not. They hope not.
Well, the people that are buying season tickets for the Carolina Panthers hope not.
But their defense is not very good, though.
All right, now listen. I'm getting ready to break a big thing. Everybody knows it. If you're following me, we're actually on NFL.com. I told you to go to Coach Tracker. It's pretty cool. Mark Trestman got interviewed. Now, Mark Trestman, that name was really familiar to me. So I looked up his Wikipedia thing. You notice I didn't say Wilkipedia that time. Just like you didn't say especially. You're learning that there's no C in especially. The thing that I like about the Bears, Roy,
uh-huh,
is that they're just clueless. They fire a guy that could have been still playing in the playoffs.
They were
right
10-6.
Now who is Lovie Smith having an affair with? Which owner's wife?
I don't know.
Because it's why would you let Lovie go? He's got an offensive coordinator that's better at selling Super Bowl tickets than he is at anything else, because he really
it
was.
It doesn't make any sense to fire Lovie Smith. It doesn't.
But they did, and Roy brought up a very funny thing. What if they decide that they want him back?
Yeah. What if they bring him back?
Hey, you know, we've decided.
So we wanted Chip Kelly, but it looks like
but
he's going
to
be a
Brown. But he doesn't
want
to come to Chicago. But anyway,
they re-interview him for their renewal. Lovie.
Hey, Mark Trestman won a Grey Cup a couple of years ago with the Montreal Alouettes. Montreal Alouettes of the Canadian Football League. Matt, who is about as, you know, sports-oriented. This is about as close as Matt gets to sports right here, except for his kids' soccer stuff.
He's a big soccer fan.
Yeah, he's a soccer fan. So,
which, DC United.
Yeah, do I need to say anything else? But anyway.
Houston Dynamo. I'm just going to keep throwing out team names because that's all I got.
But this guy, Mark Trestman, is one of the best offensive minds that was ever in the NFL. He was involved with all kinds of guys. He's about 56 years old. But he's an offensive guy. He's like a smart North Turner. And he took the Montreal job in 2007 at the age of 50 because he wanted to be a head coach. A great cup and some really good years later, the Bears called him and asked him to come interview. So he went to Chicago, and I guess Friday he interviewed for the job.
Well, you don't want that guy.
I hope they get him.
I hope the Bears do, because then they're going to get a lot of penalties for too many men on the field.
Well, here's the problem. You know, the guy.
What do you mean I can't put that man in motion towards the line?
Well, he's also.
There's going to be a lot of short kicks.
Yeah.
No, well, they're gonna they got to run it out of that 20-yard end zone. You know that you cannot catch the ball in the end zone. If you kick a punt into the end zone in the CFL, is that called a rouge? I think it's a rouge.
I don't know.
You have if you
get to
listen. If you don't make fun of Canadian football, dude. There's a lot of really good players came in.
Hey, one of my
guy named Warren Moon. You ever heard of him?
A good friend of
you ever hear Warren Moon?
A good friend of.
Do you not know who Warren Moon is?
I have no idea who Warren Moon is. Of course not. NFL Hall of Fame. I have no idea.
I apologize. So, Roy doesn't read. He doesn't. History means absolutely nothing to Roy.
Exactly nothing because it's my mind.
All Roy is trying to do is predict the future. Which, good luck, Roy, doing that.
But anyway, I didn't study history in college, and I have no idea who Hall of Famer Warren Moon is, and I didn't know that he played for the Vikings and Oilers
people in New York
and owns a Grey Cup, and he's in two different Hall of Fames.
They're turning their radio right now from FAS to like some soft music listening station now.
You know,
because there's a kid that doesn't know who Warren Moon is that's supposedly a football fan.
Do you really think that I don't know who Warren Moon is?
Yeah.
You really think that I don't know who Warren Moon is?
You just pulled him up, didn't you?
You don't think I know who Warren Moon is?
Yeah.
Come on, Bruce.
Oh, now, so you pulled him up. Now
who
you
is
know
on?
Who
this
is.
This is that stupid coaching tracker thing that you wanted me to look at.
So he's from
that still has the Bills looking for a coach.
Well, I believe.
When
what
was
you
this
said?
Article written?
I believed what you said when I asked you if you
I
knew
was
Warren
being
Moon
sarcastic.
Was.
It's like a.
Oh, like
it's
I
a,
can
it's
tell.
A, it's a thing that's hip these days.
Oh yeah, it's real hip. You're about as hip as you.
This article was written today, and it has the Bills looking for a coach. That's terrible. That's terrible.
They've already got a coach.
I know.
Just signed today.
Warren Moon, Warren number
who
one
do you
for
want
the Oilers and Vikings.
I don't
I know
care.
Who
I don't
is.
Even care anymore. Who do you want to get the job in Chicago?
Lovie Smith.
It's too late.
They screwed that one up, didn't you, Chicago?
Who do you want to get the job?
I don't care. On. I hope the Bears suck for the next however many years.
Well, I thought the Bears were your team, Roy.
No, I went there.
I guess that's right. That was like last year.
It was like a couple weeks ago, and then I went there and took them in my straight catch homie, and they got blown out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, there you go.
Screw you, Chicago.
Well, they're terrible anyway. They're terrible.
Although Chicago, they have some great fans. Did you know that their attendance in football, basketball, baseball, they're all like near the tops of the league in like every sport? Isn't that crazy?
Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, of course they are. There's a billion people.
Isn't that insane, though?
Where are the busiest airports in the country? Chicago. There's like 10 airports there.
I'm just saying, that's pretty good. That's you know the Miami
Heat? I think there's something like, you know, New York City, a lot of people think more people live near New York City. No, Chicago.
The Miami Heat's attendance is lower this season than it was in 2000, I think it was 5 or 4, when the Wizards were in the playoffs.
Wait till the Marlins' attendance numbers come in.
That's a true story.
Hey, wait. Till the Marlins team numbers.
You know
come
who
in.
Were the two lowest percentage attendances
no,
this
Roy,
week in
I
the,
don't know
this
who
year
Warren
in the NFL?
Moon, I have no idea who Warren Moon is.
I don't
no.
understand why you don't think I know who Warren Moon is. That was
I
my
don't
favorite
care.
Quarterback.
It doesn't
growing
matter.
Up.
Just let me know.
Warren Moon was my favorite quarterback growing up. I played quarterback challenge on Nintendo 64. I had it. I owned it. Mark Brunell and Warren Moon were my two favorite quarterbacks growing up.
I remember Mark Brunell when he could run.
Yeah,
it was that
was
great. A long time ago. Well, the Browns interviewed Chip Kelly, and guess what?
He's gonna be a Brown.
You think he's gonna take?
Absolutely. I tweeted that on Friday.
All right. Well, then I'm not even gonna mess around. But you know who else that they talked to? Marone twice.
Well, he's in Buffalo.
Yeah, I know. What does that tell you? I guess Kelly told him yes. Do you think he's already told him yes?
He said they already were putting together plans and everything, and he said that he wasn't going to say yes yet because he wanted to do his rounds because he didn't want to be like Shiano and just say yes to the first job.
Shiano.
Joe.
Hey, Bill O'Brien, Penn State head coach, pulled out of everything because he doesn't want to coach in the NFL because he's not even that good of a college coach, in my opinion. He's a cheater. He was with New England for a while. The says, I'm not going to cut and run after 1 year. That's for sure. Okay. PennLive.com reported O'Brien received a $1.3 million gift from a prominent donor to bring his total compensation to $3.6 million. I wonder if it was a woman. Ooh, that would be nasty. According to high-level Penn State sources. All right, let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals, who don't have a head coach, Roy.
We talked about them, didn't we?
No, we haven't talked about
Arizona. They interviewed their own DC.
No, we didn't because we didn't talk about Ray Horton. Did we?
Yeah, they interviewed their own
DC,
Ray Horton.
Oh, you're right, you're right. This is the second time I've seen him. Oh, he interviewed for the Browns job.
Yes, he did.
He's not going to get it. They just brought him in to do the Rooney Rule, right?
Right.
Pretty much.
Or in the Chiefs, who is Andy Reid. For some reason, though, it's on this site, though.
Hey, and if you go, if you go on Facebook, there's a million of those little monikers,
yeah,
or whatever you call it, like the pictures that have a picture of Andy at his fattest going, I thought they said KFC.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, actually.
It is pretty funny.
NFL.com's Ian Rappaport reported that Reed wants to bring Tom Heckert, who got fired from Cleveland, and Green Bay Packers director of football operations John Dorsey with him to Kansas City. You know, everybody from Green Bay's leaving.
You know, Kansas City, they're obviously the worst team in the league this last year. They were 2-14. But you know they have five Pro Bowlers?
I don't even want to think about that. How did that happen?
Five Pro Bowlers.
So the coaching was that bad?
It must have been.
They had an offensive lineman who was a Pro Bowler, and they had a defensive lineman who was a Pro Bowler. They had a safety who was a Pro Bowler, right?
Running back
who was a Pro Bowler. The running back was a Pro Bowler. Unbelievable. Hey, by the way,
Matt Castle will probably be in the stands for the Pro Bowl. It's probably
Matt Castle's going. You haven't heard? Matt Castle's going back to New England.
Yeah.
Hey, well, they need Matt Castle there in case Tom Brady goes down.
Well, they got Mallett. They got Ryan Mallett.
You like Ryan? Was Ryan Mallett a Stanford guy? I think he was.
No, he was Missouri.
He's a Mallett. Right. Yeah, you're right. He was Missouri. Now, the guy in Jacksonville.
Yeah, Blaine Gabbert.
Where did he go to school?
I don't know.
Something like Missouri. That up.
It was either
like
one of the two of them went to Missouri, and the other one went to like.
Wasn't Mississippi State, was it?
No, it was like Arkansas or something like that.
Hey, the Philadelphia Eagles. Look, remember when I said John Gruden needs to get the job? Mm-hmm. Looks like they're going to stay with that DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be Jay Gruden, who's a great offensive coordinator.
And Philadelphians won't know the difference.
And guess what?
We got Gruden!
They won't know the difference if they get to the parking lot at 7 a.m. Yeah. like they always do.
What do you
do?
Mean there's a Jay Gruden? You mean that's his initial, right? John Gruden?
They won't care. Hey, they'll fill that place up anyway. You know that.
They'll boo Santa.
Can I tell you what? If you're going to tailgate and you want to fight, just go to Philly. That's all you got to do. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors. Members of the National Association of Realtors are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm with Roy Edwards. We're having fun. We're going to argue some more later. We'll be back on WFAS AM 1230 in a minute.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So the San Diego Chargers finally figured out what everybody else in the league already knew for a couple years. And
everybody in Washington knew for the last 15 years.
It amazes me that he kept his job that long.
You know, he and A.J. Smith must just... I don't know, man. A.J. Smith fired
Marty.
Oh,
he's gone too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I told you they both had it.
That's why they fired him, is because he probably wanted to bring Norv back again.
Well, you know.
Norv's our guy. All right, you're fired too, man.
No, they fired him because there's been a problem with, I mean, look, they let LT go. They let Danny go.
Well, he had one good. He had one more season.
I know, but even LT doesn't have anything good to say about that place anymore. No. Let's talk about Bruce Arians. Now, Bruce Arians, for those of you most of you know who he is. He's the offensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts, who took a team that was 2-14. Mm-hmm. Basically, offensively, they've been kind of a juggernaut, even with the turnovers. And their defense, let me say this. Now, I'm all over, and I'm going to give everybody a pick right here. I'm all over. Roy, I haven't even said it yet, and you're overreacting.
Bumped in the mic.
I'm all over the Baltimore Ravens today, and I'm going to tell you why I'm all over them. Yesterday, I had two plays. I had a teaser with both winners, Houston and Green Bay, and I had Houston big, huge. I mean, I was a five-star. And what I said was, I'm tired of not paying attention to the numbers. Today, the numbers say Indianapolis should be 6-10. Seriously, they do. They're an okay minus team. I rated them there. How have they won all these games? God. Luck.
Luck.
Two different kinds of luck. Luck and luck. And a guy named Bruce Arians, who's done a phenomenal job with a head coach, Chuck Pagano, mm-hmm. being treated for leukemia.
Who's back now.
Who's back. And, you know, even his doctors didn't really want him to come back this soon, but he's back.
Well, you notice that, I mean, Ray Lewis is retiring. This is his last time out, which is a huge story around the NFL, and I'm sure that we're going to cover that.
Yeah, we are.
But you notice that he comes out the week that they play Indianapolis, because if he – let's say Ray Lewis waits. Let's say he waits to the end of the season.
Right.
Where's all the buzz on this game? Is it on Chuck Pagano coaching a playoff game?
Right.
And now Ray Lewis comes out. Hey, guys, I'm retiring. Boom, bombshell. All of a sudden, all the media cares about Baltimore
well,
now.
Well, the other thing about Chuck Pagano.
It's like end-of-year-old news, buddy.
The other thing about Chuck Pagano, Roy, is that you know, he was a former Baltimore coach.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
For 2 years. And Chuck's a great guy. Great,
and Indianapolis was used to be called the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah, it used to be the Baltimore Colts. I mean, this is a tree. You know, we're what, half hour from Baltimore right here.
Mm-hmm.
We could go up there and just see what's on the street, but it's a nice day.
Haley's there.
Tickets are gonna be real expensive there. Tickets for that Washington Seattle game.
Mm-hmm.
They're not small either. It was about $300 to get in. You could probably find an upper level seat for about $200.
Well, there's party deck for $100 left.
I don't know. Are there? Well, you
there can, were
really?
$89 on Friday.
I bet they're not now though.
They're probably gone.
It was, kind of a bomb. It was a little bit of a bomb
scheme
there.
Where they email me on like Friday and well, they're let, like, "There's still tickets available."
All right, let me
talk. Returns.
Let me talk about Bruce Arians real quick. He's older than me. He's 60 years old. You know he was in Pittsburgh. For 4 years, he was in Pittsburgh for 4 years, and all I ever read about was they wanted to get rid of this guy, because you know in Pittsburgh won a Super Bowl during that time in Detroit, and evidently you know he gets along with everybody, but evidently it may not be him. It might be a guy named Ben Roethlisberger, because you know Todd Haley and Ben, I mean Haley's gone. I mean, they haven't fired him yet, but he's interviewing for jobs and looking around. And I don't think officially they've let him go yet. But that's Pittsburgh. They don't let a lot of people go ever. You know, they pick guys and keep them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was with the Steelers since 2004. He goes this year to Indianapolis because Pagano wanted him to be his OC. And Pagano's a smart guy. Plus, he's a new head coach. He needs a good OC. This guy, let me tell you something about Bruce Arians. He was a college wishbone quarterback at Virginia Tech. He completed 44.9% of his passes. And if you know anything about the wishbone's strictly a run offense anyway. He also coached at the University of Alabama for Bear Bryant.
That was when Forrest Gump was there.
No, it wasn't.
Right?
This was in 81-82. Forrest Gump... That,
who Forrest, did he play for?
The Forrest Gump story
mm-hmm.
took place during the Civil Rights era, which is 62, 63, 61, 64. But the thing I like about this guy is he took over for Chuck and didn't miss a beat. And technically, Chuck can't win Coach of the Year because Bruce Arians won 11 games for him.
Go on...
Bruce, on Chuck Pagano's record,
yeah.
And I'm sure he's now as a head coach in college football at Temple, which isn't a juggernaut of a college Division
Big
I
East
team.
Now, well, would have been if
their record at Temple
conference
21-45 he was 21 wins 45 defeats,
and he got a coaching job in the NFL.
Yeah, he did, because you know he was more of a position coach.
Right.
What guys like that are like this guy, you know, from the CFL we talked about.
Yeah.
Trestman.
Mm-hmm.
They're quarterback gurus. They're really good. They're like, you know, Jim Zorn. You know, say what you want about Zorn, but until RG3 got here, Zorn was as good as Shanahan, pretty much. I mean, record wise.
I see what you're saying. Zorn went 8-8 his first year, started out 6-2.
Yeah.
But
that wasn't his team.
I mean, I get the comparison. Jim Zorn was a great quarterbacks coach. He coached some very good, you know, quarterbacks.
But this guy's proven this year.
But he wasn't a head coach.
But what I'm saying is Arians has proven this year
to at least
the Colts
I understand that
he can coach.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Colts don't want him to go. You know, the one thing that Pagano said this week, which is one of the few things he said, because he's keeping it kind of quiet, you know, at press conferences and stuff, because nobody wants to stir up any crap this week, is that they don't want him to go anywhere. So they may pay him enough money to keep him. I personally would do that. That's just me because he's got Andrew Luck, right? You want to keep the same quarterback guy with Andrew Luck.
Yeah, you don't want to switch him
up. Let's talk about the Eagles. Hey, did you hear John Gruden's going to get the job? No, that's Jay Gruden.
Jay Gruden.
Same thing, right?
Same thing.
Initial Jay?
Jay
Gruden. O'Brien. Mike Nolan interviewed for a job. Now, Mike Nolan's been a head coach twice. In Atlanta and San Francisco. And he didn't do a bad job. He just kind of got hosed in San Francisco. But he's a great defensive coordinator. I think he's a coordinator. I don't think he gets a head job. I don't. Atlanta Falcons special teams coach Keith Armstrong also interviewed for an Eagles job. It'll be interesting to see who gets the Eagles job because it's right up the road. It's two hours away. San Diego Chargers, Lovie Smith is going to talk to him this week.
Yeah, they said they're going to hire a GM before they make any final decisions there.
Well, they better hurry up and hire somebody. They ought to get that guy from Green Bay, the other guy. Yeah, you know, that's probably the smart thing to do because that guy wants to bring his own guy in. But they better hurry up and do it. I mean, we're talking the Chargers here. So there's five coaching positions still available. Give us a call, Roy. What's the number?
240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294.
Do we want to talk at all about the Giants and the Jets right now? We probably should. Nobody.
I was going to be sick talking about Jets.
Well, the Giants. I'm going to give a pass. I'm going to give a pass to the Giants this year because they did bring home a Super Bowl trophy. They did. Why do you always look at Matt when you're running your mouth? Look at me.
I just looked at you and I got sick for a second.
Yeah, Bruce. There you go.
So I'm a beautiful man.
Because he laughs. He laughs at my jokes.
I'm a damn good-looking man.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, you are. Hey, Matt, I want you to post your picture on Facebook for all these unlucky people who don't get to see you.
But we have to talk about Rex Ryan.
Yeah, where is Rex? And what's the deal with that tattoo?
Well, you haven't seen the tattoo yet.
I think
yet.
He's at Southern Tattoos in College Park, Maryland. Getting that number changed.
If you haven't seen the tattoo, go to Sports
Man
Cave.
You know, Rex might be down here. Hey, Rex might be at this game. Because it's Ray's last game.
He's on vacation. I guess.
It's Ray's last game.
If you haven't seen the tattoo.
Yeah, he's on vacation. He's in his daggone condo.
Well, look at the picture. He's on vacation.
That one?
No, well, I don't know what that is.
On the front page of the New York Post, it says, Sweet Charity. Some lady doing a pole dance. Oh, well. Anyway, I'm going to turn to the sports page.
But,
maybe.
Anyway. the tattoo, if you haven't seen it, you can go to sportsmancave.com. It's there. And it is a picture of his wife. It's a pinup girl, but it's his wife.
His wife's kind of cute, actually.
Well, in the tattoo. And then she's wearing a Mark Sanchez jersey, and she's Tebowing.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't know what a Tebow is, then turn on a freaking TV.
Well, shouldn't they just have it? Now, that's stupid, because shouldn't they have a picture of Tebow and a Tebow jersey with him throwing an interception or something?
Well, have you seen I guess it was a Dick's Sporting Goods or a Modell's, or I think it was a Dick's Sporting Goods. In New York or New Jersey, one of the two. And and the mannequins, the Jets mannequins, are all wearing Jets jerseys. And all of them are standing up except for the Tebow one, who is sitting on a bench. And I swear to you, the mannequin was wearing a Tebow jersey sitting on a bench while all of the other jerseys that are Jets jerseys are standing up. It was pretty funny. Pretty funny.
Yeah, if you're not, but I like Tebow.
I like Tebow too.
I like Tebow. Where's he going to end up?
Jacksonville.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Are you positive?
I'm almost.
Would you stake your reputation as a? So what do you consider yourself?
I consider myself
as a sports guy.
Boy genius. I believe is the term.
Well, boy for sure.
Boy genius.
Hey, 1 week after the Jets season ended, the team is continuing to search for its new general manager. Let's talk about that. They interviewed 49ers assistant GM Tom Gamble yesterday. He's 49 years old. He's not old enough to be an exec with the Jets, is he? He's the second candidate known to have interviewed for the opening after Falcons director of player personnel Dave Caldwell interviewed Friday. They're going to hire somebody.
Well, maybe they need to.
Hey, you know what? You know what would be really great? What if they hired a guy and he fired Rex? I would. If I took the job, I'd get rid of him. There's better coaches out there than him.
I don't know if you can do that.
I think you could. If you're the general manager,
I don't know,
and you have general manager responsibilities,
I think Rex is,
and the owner says to you, "Look, if you don't want Rex, he's gone."
Rex has kind of saved himself another year or two maybe by saying that he didn't want the offense in the first place. But then I have to question his words after he goes out and gets a tattoo of his two quarterbacks.
Exactly.
So, but he did
evidently,
say...
Evidently, his foot fetish wife loves...
The feet are a little small in tattoo, which is why I question whether it's his wife or not.
Was she supposed to have big feet?
Well, he loves her feet. Well, if I mean, you, love you can love something little, about your wife, then you put it as a tattoo.
Well, you can love little things. I'm sure his wife loves him. He's Rex Ryan. He's Rex Ryan, and he's always going to be Rex Ryan. Hey, how about Rob Ryan? He had a lot of fun last week when the Redskins did it to him, didn't he? How about those Washington Redskins people? Where did they come from?
Jay Cutler and Mike Vick.
Seven in a row.
Jay Cutler, Mike Vick, and Tony Romo walk into a bar.
We'll be back.
To watch the playoffs.
Hey, we'll be back.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So we're back. It's the set. Oh, my gosh.
I had to hand him a Red Bull because, you know, if there had been flies here in the studio, Roy would have choked to death just over the break.
You just look like a teen boy who just got walked in on by his parents.
I had to give you that. Because there's no way. If I took a sip of a Red Bull, my heart would blow up.
I am exhausted.
I know, but you know what's great about being exhausted? You're not your...
Nothing. Nothing is great about being exhausted.
Hey, let me tell you something. Today is a big day, and we talked about that. I was going to give you a ticket to the game.
Yeah, I can't.
And he can't go because he's got to babysit, which is cool.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Let his wife go to the Ravens game. I like that.
Yep, she's there.
Mom and dad going to the Redskins game.
Yep, they box seats.
Gotta like that. I'm going to meet somebody and give him some Redskin tickets, a friend of mine.
Yep.
And I've got an extra ticket. And I've got to figure out when I get out of here who I'm going to call and get him to meet me.
Sorry.
Got to do it. Because I'm used to it.
I'd love to go.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I got Roy Edwards here. And even if I sound like I just had the Red Bull, I didn't. I'm running on adrenaline, possibly. Because I've gotten, 4 hours of sleep in two nights? I've made 100 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I've coached 14 kids to a third place finish in a 24-team event. Wrestling. That's right. High school wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Matt keeps telling me to back up. I keep wanting to eat this microphone. It looks like food.
You get a little spit guards.
It looks like some kind of food. Anyway, we talked a little bit about the Jets got to hire a general manager, got rid of Tannenbaum. Thank you very much. Finally. Jeez.
Is Sanchez back?
Of course he's back.
He got a tattoo, right? He's permanent.
I mean, what's he going to do? Get the tattoo taken off?
Yes, you can change it to an 8. You could do that.
Who are they going to get? Mark Brunell?
Bring back Mark Brunell.
Yeah, they should. They should get Mark Brunell. Hey, let's talk a little about the game. Now, Roy, you released yesterday a couple of games.
Yeah, I went 3-1 yesterday.
Yeah, I know. You lost the over in the Green Bay game.
Yeah.
You hit both games.
Yeah.
Did you have Houston? Because, I released Houston.
Yeah, Houston minus 4.5.
Yeah, I had this late in the season, I drop everybody for 5 stars in my... By the way, if you go to nhbowl.com, you can see how I'm doing. I'm doing very average in regular picks, and I'm second place in the nation, I think, in the National Handicappers Bowl. National poll.
I'm actually pretty upset.
I tried to tell you not to bet the over because...
Well, I'm talking about the our radio station pick'em, pro pick'em league or whatever.
Yeah.
I lost my one game because I didn't pick a Thursday night game like all season.
Well, you know.
And I ended up losing the regular season, like last week of the season. I didn't even pick this year or this week. Do we have picks this week? I didn't pick.
No, we haven't done anything in a while.
I'm so mad.
As soon as the Giants bagged out, I was winning all week.
I was winning all week. All season I was winning.
You were winning all week too, I heard.
And then I didn't pick like the Thursday night games or the Saturday night games and... Snuck up on me.
Hey, well, here you go. So let's talk about the first game, Houston. God, I watched both games when I got back last night. That's a great thing about Fios and about, any kind of recording situation.
Yeah.
I just watch him like, over and over.
You can
and
watch
over.
Mark Sanchez get butt tackled in slow-mo.
You know what? I've seen that like 500 times. It's just as funny now as it funny. Was in the first
That's
one.
Called Sanchezing, actually.
In the first one, I cried. I laughed so hard because I've never seen a grown man running a football run into a guy's butt with his face. Yeah. With his face.
So embarrassing.
It wasn't like it was his chest, or it was his face. His face went right into his butt. He came off of his butt. And that. And so if you look at Sanchez, he almost had a smile on his face. He really did. And I got to give it to Mark. You know, Mark, I feel sorry for him. He's got to be on heavy medication
Who's
right now.
Who's he dating now? He's dating someone.
A guy, I think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he better
cool,
give
up.
If you hey, listen, if you can't date that cougar Eva Longoria,
is that who he's dating?
Yeah, he was dating her. No, he's not dating her anymore.
He was dating her.
Yeah, you didn't know that. That was like
I didn't know.
That was all over these, all over the tabloids.
She was married to Tony Parker.
I
want
to move
right?
to New York just to read the papers. Every
Wasn't
day.
She married to Tony Parker?
Yes,
Eva Longoria. They divorced.
Yeah, they divorced.
See, this is I don't know.
Tony Parker. You know what it is. Let me tell you.
I need to get the TMZ app.
Ava's got to be in her late 40s.
She's smoking, though.
Yeah, she is smoking.
She is.
Smoking something.
The Beckham, Victoria Beckham. She's good looking, too.
She's okay. She was one of those girls, right? What do they call them?
I don't know.
No, she was
Spice
one of the
go-go. Spice Girls, right. Yeah,
God,
she was sporty Spice.
Yeah, that's your age stuff. Spice Girls,
Spice
right?
Spice Girls fan. I mean,
Matt, are you a
were.
Spice Girl guy?
Well,
are
he's
you a
daughter.
Spice Guy?
He might be a Spice Girl.
Are you a Spice Guy girl? Or what?
You know the Backstreet Boys got it. The Backstreet Boys are doing a reunion tour. Did you know that?
No,
I knew that.
Well, let me tell you. let's do this. Let's talk about the
let's
first
do some
game.
Entertainment.
Houston.
That's not entertaining.
Hey,
that's entertaining, right?
Houston
there.
Was losing 7-6 for a while.
It was like 9-7 at one point.
Well, you know, neither team scored an offensive touchdown. Basically,
yeah, I had the under on that. All over that.
Oh, I didn't know you had. You never told anybody you had the under.
What? You act like I don't tell anybody where I put it on Twitter, Facebook. It's on my website every Wednesday.
Well, I saw you were 2-0 going into the evening's picks.
Yeah, I'm 3-1 on the weekend so far.
Okay. So you hit Green Bay. That's right. That's right. No, that's good. I was only 2-0.
I
just couldn't go with Green Bay minus all those points.
Sportsmancave.com /wildcard playoff picks of the week.
By the way.
January 3rd.
Got backdoored by, not Denver. Denver covered the big number last week. That was huge. That Peyton
last
Manning.
Week.
They destroyed, they were like 35-3 over Kansas City.
Yeah, which
that,
I missed.
But you know what? I
had him plus 17.5.
I also took San Francisco, and they got backdoored right at the end of the game.
Last week, I went like 4-4 top plays, 8-8 overall. Like, it was just 500
yeah, it was like a throw-off. But I'm telling you, I almost made Denver my NFL play of the year because I knew with a week off they were just going to put some numbers up, and they did. And I'm going to tell you, the Denver Broncos.
I don't remember what my straight cash was.
Hey, don't you? We both had the same.
Oh, it was Green Bay.
We both got hosed. We got hosed. We got backdoored.
Well, that's okay.
We got backdoored.
Whatever.
We got backdoored.
Yeah,
I mean, not to be confused with backdoored, but we got backdoored.
They got us.
They did get
but
us.
But overall in the season, I went 128, 116, and 3.
That's good. You're like, Phil Costello or whatever the guy's name is. Elvis Costello.
I'm better than him.
New York star.
I'm better than that guy.
You're better looking than that guy.
I'm better than him. What was his record?
Hey, you know who I like? Raji, man.
And then
did you see Green Bay last night? Every time I see
dance.
That commercial,
give it to me, Raji. That's so funny. And my top plays? 60, 46, and 3.
That's really good.
That's 57%.
Well, your top – that's you know what? I'm 57.8% in my totals. If we get together, we're probably pretty standard.
I was 54 in totals.
It's not bad.
123, 106, and 3.
You did good. No, you did good. Hey, let's still talk about Houston. It was such a boring game.
Yeah. But that's Houston football, really.
But what do you think about Andy Dalton? I mean,
I think that he's young.
A lot of people. Do you know who was? Everybody was on Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. I bet 75% of the people in the country were on the dog, and when the number went to 4, man, that was huge. That smelled like Houston. When I heard that Leon Hall pick 6 to go up 7-6, I got really sick to my stomach. It was like, oh my God, this is going to happen again.
Yeah.
But you know what? They moved the ball. Running back Arian Foster.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was listening
to playoff game.
I was listening to Fourth and Pain this morning for some reason.
Yeah, I was too on the way up there.
Yeah, and Aaron Carricker,
yeah,
the Washington
Adam
Redskins,
Carricker.
He has that show, and he pointed out something that kind of hit me. I know that everyone knows that Houston was in the playoffs last year, right?
Right.
But they did it with, what's his name? The third string quarterback.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Casey, whatever his name is.
TJ Yates. And they made a run. And now they have their boy, Matt Schaub, who is a Pro Bowl quarterback. Which, that hit me, and I'm like, whoa.
Well, let me tell you, the good thing, listen, Houston, if you remember, they locked it up with more than a month left.
Right, so they kind of did have the opportunity.
They've been like in, let's chill out mode, and now they got to get it going. And see, that's what I think the Ravens are going to do.
And the running backs, everyone has pointed out this year that the top three passers in the league regular season all missed the playoffs, and all the top three rushers made it. So
doesn't matter.
Arian Foster.
Hey, how good is Arian Foster, though?
He's the best. Well,
he's
AP is the best. AP's my MVP,
hey,
by the way.
I
want to
thank you for picking Arian Foster.
You're welcome.
Who'd
you want? You wanted Aaron Rodgers.
I wanted Aaron Rodgers, but I'm glad. It didn't matter. I got beat in the first round of the playoffs by you.
By me.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. I want to fight that hand so badly.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So Kobe Bryant's on Twitter, in case you haven't been watching the news, and mainly SportsCenter or any of those sports outlets. They're making a big deal out of it, and he already has more followers than most NBA franchises, which I think is a bit odd.
If you have too many followers, you can't keep up with all of them personally. I really don't like having too many followers.
Yeah, we don't want
followers. I don't think Kobe Bryant cares about anything.
Don't follow Sports Man Cave and Bruce Hall on Twitter. Don't do it. You won't.
It's at Bruce Hall Sports. You got to follow me.
And
hey, look, if you want to hear stuff that's just going to make your day or make your week or... I'll give you – listen, you know what I like about sports radio? Not much of most of it. But what I like about – when I like a sport – listen, when I like a sports radio station, you know what? I got to learn something. I don't want to turn on a station and listen to it for 4 hours and not learn one thing, which is what we do here in Washington, Baltimore.
Yeah, well, Marty, if you wanted to know, I would be completely fine with doing a four-hour show here, Marty, if you want to do that.
No, we're not doing it four-hour
If you want to hand it off. Matt doesn't have anything better to do.
You can't pay attention for 4 hours.
I'm dead serious.
No,
you give me a 4 hour show, I will run with it.
Yeah, you'll sleep 2 of the hours. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm
not
looking
if I
at
have
Roy.
Red Bull.
Yeah, well, exactly. How many ounces you got left of that big bag? I gave him a 20-ounce Red Bull. Listen, Houston, in my opinion, I mean, you know, they're going to New England. Unfortunately, a lot of people think that's end of story. If you look at a Houston New England line, early line,
might be going to New England.
But listen, no, they've already said the winner of the Baltimore game goes to Denver. It's on Twitter if you followed it. Oh, that's right. You don't do that all the time.
I don't follow Twitter.
Well, I'm following Twitter right now because I'm trying to get all the late scratches.
Is it at Twitter? How do you follow Twitter?
I don't know. I press a button and it's here. Hey, listen. But listen to me. This is very important.
Mm-hmm. For the first time.
The New England. Listen, no. But if I don't learn anything, I feel like I've wasted whatever time I'm listening to something. And I say that listening to radio. Mm-hmm. Of music stations where I've heard, you know, the same song 1,000 times, so I can't figure out what that's about. But Ian Rappaport reports that the Ravens call the code word for playoffs is called Festivus.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Well, I just learned something on Twitter.
Yeah, Festivus.
Well, you're a Baltimore guy. You live.
I'm not a Baltimore guy.
Now, listen, you live on the Baltimore Beltway.
I live in Baltimore.
You live right off the Baltimore
Beltway.
But I'm
not a Baltimore guy.
But listen to me. There is no Beltway. Just to get everybody straight, in New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, you keep reading about the Battle of the Beltway between Baltimore and us. There's two Beltways. There's 695 in Baltimore, and there's 495 in D.C., and there's two roads, 95 and the BW Parkway, that run straight between the two Beltways all the way to Baltimore. They're like 5 miles apart. There's no one Beltway, people. That's it.
I'm pretty sure they say Battle of the Beltways.
Yeah, well, that's what they should say, but they don't.
It is what it says. I'll pull it up on the break. I'll show you.
Well, somebody finally did it.
In the baseball series is what it's called.
Yeah.
Always.
But anyway, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
But Ray Lewis's last game.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the best linebacker to ever play?
No.
I say yes.
No.
I say yes.
No.
You know he's the only player ever to have 40 sacks and 30 interceptions?
Dick Butkus, in my opinion, was the best linebacker to ever play. I saw Butkus play.
Uh-huh.
You've only seen old black and white pictures of him with signatures on him.
But he doesn't have the stats that Ray Lewis has.
No, he doesn't, but they didn't run as many plays back then, and there were a lot more white people playing back then.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
It means that it was a different game, but then you don't understand that.
Why does color of skin make it a different game? I'm going to get you in a big hole here,
no,
Bruce.
No, it doesn't mean anything. That's not what I'm talking about. The game was different. You're being a moron.
I know what you're saying, but...
No, yeah, well then why'd you ask that stupid question?
Well, I think he's the greatest linebacker of all time.
Well, good. I've seen Ray Lewis... play ball, and he's played longer than everybody.
17 years, yeah, 40 sacks, 30 interceptions.
You know what I'll give him? I'll say he's one of the best interior linebackers that ever played. There's been some great outside linebackers.
Well, that's what he played. He played middle linebacker.
But there's been some great outside linebackers. You know, you don't even know. You know who Jack Ham is?
I don't know who Jack Ham is.
Jack Ham is one of the best. You know who Chris Hamburger is?
I
you only know him because he was
Chris
your
Hamburger.
Dad's favorite player, probably. Number 55, he's a Hall of Famer, Washington Redskins. You know what he played at? 195 pounds.
Hmm. Well, he would not make it in the
Do you know
game.
What Pat Fisher played at?
Pat Fisher?
Cornerback for the Redskins?
Yeah.
158.
Well, that's really small. He's slighter than I am.
He's from Nebraska. He was a Nebraska boy. But let's talk about the Packer
but
game.
Does that, but no, I want just to because, about, well, hold on. Just because you played in a different era and the players weren't
I'm
as good.
I'm just saying you're asking a 59-year-old guy who he thinks the best linebacker ever was.
But he played in an era where people weren't as good. That's what you're saying, right?
There weren't as many good people.
So now there's more people who are better, and Ray Lewis excelled against better competition.
Let me explain something to you. Everything's different. Offense is different. Uh-huh. Defense is different. Linebackers back then, you're only as good a linebacker as your front three or four. That's just football. Your front three, the front three, the front four, and a defensive front seven, you know what their job is? Not to make tackles.
Plug gas.
No, their job is to take on blockers and put them where they want them.
Right.
So the linebackers can run free and make tackles.
Right.
Ray Lewis was a great tackler.
Yes.
Phenomenal tackler, but he was also a good – he holds the record for interceptions, too.
Yeah, he's 30.
By one,
31,
right? He's got one more than somebody still playing.
He's the only player in NFL history to have 40 sacks and 30 interceptions.
He's been stuck there too for a while. And I hope he breaks it today. I hope he gets another one.
He's missed 16 games in
you
the
know
last
what?
Two seasons.
How Ray Lewis goes today is going to depend is going to make or break the Ravens because and you know what?
I think him just suiting up makes this team better.
Do you think he'll play the whole game?
Yes. Well, he'll come out on third downs, but he'll play.
So they'll go nickel probably most of the time. You know what? The Ravens are starting to play some ball. I think Flacco is tired of hearing all the crap. I think that Ray Rice is ready.
See, my key to the game is Joe Flacco. And
absolutely.
I love to hate Joe Flacco.
And he's home. But he loves it at home.
Yeah.
And he's going to throw the ball downfield at home. Mm-hmm. And he's got that great crowd over there that are just going to go crazy.
Yeah, M&T Bank will be crazy. And you know...
It's going to be nuts.
You know this. You lived in Baltimore for a while.
Right.
They don't call the Colts the Colts. They call them the Indianapolis football team. When the announcer, when the team comes out, they say, here comes the Indianapolis football team. They refuse to call them the Colts. And on the scoreboard, it doesn't say Colts. It says Indy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How great is that?
They hate the Colts.
Well,
this is a big rivalry game.
Of course they do. They took off.
They hate Mayflower,
too. And went to Indy.
Mayflower moving trucks.
They did.
When I move to Virginia, I'm going to use Mayflower moving trucks. just get egged the whole way.
When are you going to move back down to Virginia?
I don't know. I don't talk about that.
It's not politics.
Huh? No.
No, I hear you.
We might be moving. We're buying a house, soon,
right,
but that's another.
All right, let's talk about the game that I watched this morning twice. The Green Bay Minnesota game.
Great
hey,
game.
Hey, Minnesota, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pathetic.
I felt like such an
two. Idiot. What was it? 2 hours before the game, they just don't suit him up.
First drop.
He's
a
scratch.
Two hours before.
And what was the injury?
He hurt his elbow.
Oh, it must have been his right elbow.
In last week's game.
That's too bad.
Last week's game.
Oh, that's terrible. And they bring in their backup, who's
Joe
basically
Webb.
A wide receiver.
Joe Webb. Well.
Just a great, he's a great athlete.
First drive, they look great.
Yeah.
And I'm tweeting.
I look like an idiot. I saw your other tweet that said, what I just said, forget about
it.
Yeah,
just delete that tweet. And I didn't delete the tweet because I left it up. I left it up there.
That was nice of you to do.
I still believe what I said, just not the Joe Webb part. And I was like, the first drive went by, and I'm like, Christian Ponder is watching himself lose his job to Joe Webb. Pistol and spread offenses are the future of the NFL.
You know what? Joe Webb, in my opinion.
And then Joe Webb pooped all over.
Do you think Joe Webb is going to go somewhere where maybe they put that in their offense?
No.
Because Ponder is not one of those guys.
Joe Webb's now my most hated quarterback in the league because he made me look like an idiot.
You're so fickle. You know that? I mean, it's just like, you'll love him. If he gets you 38, you know, fantasy points, he'll be your favorite guy.
Luckily,
in the world.
I didn't lose any followers because of that.
Well, you know what? I don't think anybody had him on their fantasy team.
I would have had to beg for my followers.
Talk to me about Aaron. Hey, talk to me about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers,
he's ready, isn't he?
Well,
did you see the throw he made to the 3-yard line?
You know, a lot of
he flicked his wrist and it went 50 yards against the wind on a line.
He has putting up better numbers than
Peyton
Manning has this year.
Show me what you got, Raji. You know, the thing I like about Green Bay is that they got all the receivers back. Mm-hmm. Jordy Nelson's knee is still bothering him.
They're getting healthy at the right time. Their defense is not as bad as it was last year.
No. And Woody's back. Mm-hmm. Woody's back.
This team went 15-1 last year. A lot of people forget that.
When Woodson is standing, and you know, he's basically the Mike mm-hmm. linebacker. The Green Bay defense, that's Dom Capers' defense.
He's been around
by
for
the
a
way,
long time,
Dom
too.
Capers is not on any of these coaching shortlists. And Dom Capers was a pretty good head coach at Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, personally, I mean, he must not want to be a head coach again because he is one of the top two or three defensive guys anywhere. And Green Bay, even if their defense isn't ranked in the top 10, they're a top 10 defense, no question. No, they are because they can make things happen in the middle. They and their corners are
well,
good.
Clay Matthews Shields, is a monster.
Shields is good.
Clay Matthews Great is a corner. Monster, and when B.J. Raji is healthy, that makes Clay Matthews a lot better.
You know, he looked good yesterday, but it looked like the Minnesota offensive line was having some problems. I think they're banged up.
Well, they were one-dimensional yesterday. They were AP or bust because Joe Webb's he sucks.
Did you see what Green Bay did to defend him? All gaps. Gaps from – no.
Well, he just got torched for 200-and-some yards the week before.
But nobody pursued. Did you see what they did? They held their gap responsibilities all the way across the field. So there were no cutback lanes, nothing. And the thing in that game was over early. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was over in the third quarter. And I even walked.
Well, it was 24-3.
Look, I walk in the house. I go, Carol, you're recording a game, right? It's the most boring game I've ever seen in my life. Really? Okay. Well, she was recording it for me anyway.
She saved you.
She was right. My wife was right. She knows good football when she sees that wasn't good football. Unless you're a Green Bay fan. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second
Which
Opinion.
I had.
I'm with Roy G.
I had Green Bay in the Super Bowl.
Was that too loud?
Yeah.
Preseason.
What?
Is it too loud out there? Is it too loud? No! Turn it up!
Who was your preseason Super Bowl picks?
Houston and
San Francisco, right?
San Francisco. And they're still in it.
Yeah. I had Green Bay Ravens.
I think Houston and San Francisco are going to over. They're going to get a little better than everybody thinks, and I think they're both going to be in the championship game. Now, a lot of people don't think New England's going to lose to Houston, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? New England's lost two games at home this year. Hey, maybe they're not cheating anymore.
I changed my Super Bowl prediction. Here's what
you can't change.
No, I'm not changing. My preseason pick was Green Bay Baltimore. I have that.
Okay.
But at the beginning of the playoffs, when I did all my picks for this weekend's games, I also picked AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game, and Super Bowl.
Okay.
Face now.
All right. Tell me who you picked.
Let's do yours first.
Let's talk about it. I'm not.
Can you do my first?
Yeah.
I had Green Bay Seattle in the NFC Championship game. I have these reversed.
You're going with the hot hands.
I have AFC Championship game, Green Bay versus Seattle. That needs to change to the NFC. We need to change that real quick. And then for AFC Championship, Denver, Baltimore.
So you think Seattle's going to be Washington? See, I think Washington wins today.
I don't want to talk about today.
No, I have
Washington.
We're going to talk about it. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about that game right now. Let's talk about that game right now.
Okay.
This is very important. You don't see home teams very often win 7 games in a row, mm-hmm. as hot as the Redskins are, as good as both sides of the ball and their special teams are playing, that are 3-point underdogs. That's 2.5, 3 points wherever you are. And I'm telling you right now, take it. It's a value. I'm taking the Redskins plus the 3.
Well, you know, in the past, I don't remember the amount of years, but in the past, however many years, I think it's since 2006, I'll bring the stat up on the break, but it's 50-50. In a home game, home winners, road winners, and I'll bring up the exact stat. So based on the stat that I heard, and like I said, I'll bring it up after the break, That would mean that Indianapolis and Seattle win today.
Well, you take Seattle, I'll take the Redskins. And you take Indianapolis, and I'll take the Ravens.
I don't want that.
Well, there you go. This is Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You got Roy G., me, and Matt in the box. See you in a minute.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back!
And I can't find the stat.
Doesn't matter.
The 50% stat, so now I just look like an idiot.
So don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. Listen.
Do you think
Seattle's going to win the game outright?
I think they'll win by one.
Okay, I'll take the Redskins winning by 3-7.
I have the Redskins plus 3.
Well, that's what I've got.
Yeah, so do I.
But you think Seattle's going to win but not cover.
Right.
I got you. That's fair enough. That's pretty damn specific.
I don't want that to happen.
Let me tell you what I think the game's going to come down to. The game's going to come down to, as usual, turnovers. That's what I said last week. The Redskins had zero. The Dallas Cowboys had 3 turnovers. Thank you, Tony, by the way.
MVP.
We haven't even talked about how bad Tony Romo is.
And I don't think he's that bad.
I don't even want to go there. I know you love Tony Romo. I know you got a man crush on him.
You got a bromance going big time with Tony.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you
do. He's just a better quarterback than Troy Aikman.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's both the numbers.
Well, you know what? Romo should get in the Hall of Fame. It's just he's going to have to shine up any rings when he has to go.
He's the fourth highest quarterback rating of all time.
Let's not talk about Tony Romo, your loser quarterback that threw two of the worst picks I've ever seen.
They're pretty bad. But he also had a broken rib. He did.
You sound like a Cowboy fan. You sound like a Cowboy fan.
I'm not a Cowboys fan.
Well, then stop sounding like one.
But I hate all the people who...
Stop sounding like one.
There's no reason to trash Tony Romo.
I'm not trashing him. He was pretty bad last...
He threw 3 picks and he lost the game.
Yeah, he sucked.
But they were still in the game with 2 minutes left to go.
What was the final score? Who won? Did they win?
No.
Okay, did they win a playoff game? One...
Oh, they weren't in the playoffs.
That wasn't even a playoff game. That's right. Felt like a playoff game. But listen, So you like Seattle winning the game? You think the Redskins are going to cover? I think the Redskins are going to win and cover. Now let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. Ooh, okay. That was cool. Someone wants to talk about the Baltimore Ravens. Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
You pointed out something that was extremely correct, just unbelievable, about how Ray coming out early, letting everybody know this was his final game,
yep,
took everything away, all the momentum that would be caused by Colts coming to town, Chuck Pagano and his cancer, all of that stuff. That's a great point. And it's going to be crazy in Baltimore at the stadium.
Yeah.
Who do you like in this game?
Baltimore.
Do you like him minus the points?
Absolutely.
What have you got him at right now?
Bovada has him at -7.
I'm taking him at -7. I've got him there. I'm not playing the over, though. I think it could be a lot more defensive than everybody thinks.
Was it 47 is the over?
All right. Who do you think the key player is? You said Flacco.
I think Flacco, yeah.
You know what? I agree.
I love to hate Joe Flacco, but Joe Flacco is going to have to – he's not an elite quarterback.
Right.
Okay, I don't care what anybody has to say. He's not an elite quarterback.
He's not.
There's 4 elite quarterbacks in this league, and that's it.
Well, you know, Eli didn't look like an elite quarterback.
Eli, he's on the verge of being elite.
Yeah, he just –
he's just not there.
He needs some players.
Yeah.
He needs some healthy players.
But it is Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and that guy who plays for Boston.
All right. Now, Indianapolis' defense, you know, Pagano's strong suit is his defense, right?
That's funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to run at Baltimore? Do you think he's just going to run a lot of different looks at him defensively?
Well, he knows Flacco.
Yeah.
He does. You'd like to think that he knows Flacco.
Yeah. You'd like to think they know Chuck, too,
mm-hmm,
right? What he may try to do. He's going to disguise some nickel packages for sure. He may even play first down with nickel.
This team, though, the Indianapolis Colts, they're not – I'm just not sold. I don't think they're as good as their record says they are.
Oh, they're not. I said that earlier in the show. Yeah. They're an okay minus team. They're not even okay.
If you look at the stats, they should not be a playoff team.
No, absolutely not.
And they have been driving off motivation. They've been driving off of Chuck Strong. They've been driving off this whole thing the whole time.
Right. And they've done it inside too. They've played really
and
well
they play
at home,
and they play in a dome. Although it's are not very cold.
Are they undefeated at home? I think they are.
They're like 3-5 on the road or something like that, right? Or is that Seattle?
No. Seattle's 3-5, but I'm pretty sure that Indianapolis is more like 2-6. I don't have their record here, but I'm just telling you, Indianapolis strong at home, not so good on the road. This is outdoors. It's a beautiful day, but it's not warm by any means.
It's 40, something like that.
Yeah,
here
sunny. Partly cloudy.
Yeah, so it's not a – I mean, neither team is really going to be affected.
I'm taking the Ravens. I just think the Ravens and Ray Lewis and that defense. I think that team rallies behind Ray.
Well, there's –
if they can't get up for one game.
Indianapolis feeds off of motivation. They feed off of this, environment. And, A, they're on the road in Baltimore. Right. Not many people win in Baltimore.
A lot of booing going to be going on in Baltimore.
A lot of booing. People hate the Colts.
Yeah.
Second, like we talked about earlier, Ray Lewis took – the media away from the Colts.
Yes, he did.
And that's what the Colts have been driving off of. They've been wanting and they've been waiting for, and they love how the media comes into the locker room and blows smoke up their butt and tells them they're the greatest thing and they're such an inspiration. And now all those media members are going to be in the other locker room telling the exact same thing to the Ravens, and you have to win this for Ray. I mean, you drive through Baltimore right now, everything is purple, and there are signs everywhere, thank you, Ray, for 17 years.
A lot of number 52s being worn at the stadium. Like I tell you, it's not like there's not a lot of 52s anyway, but everybody has a 52 mm-hmm. jersey, and they're all wearing them today, every one of them. You know, nobody's wearing a Flacco jersey over there today. Nobody's,
Flacco might not even wear a Flacco jersey today.
I guarantee you, the Rice family are not wearing anything but 52s.
Absolutely.
There's going to be 30,000 52 jerseys mm-hmm. over there today.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just going to be unbelievable. And I'm talking myself into maybe a playoff play of the year. Because you know what? They could put it on. You know, Andrew has a tendency to put it up for grabs. And if he makes some bad mistakes, he could throw 3 or 4 picks today. Flacco's got to be – he's got to be mistake-free. You know what else Joe needs to do against Indianapolis? He needs to run a little bit himself. If everybody's covered, he needs to get a first down or two. And Flacco is a good athlete. He can run. He doesn't run enough, in my opinion. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I just think sometimes he just stays in the pocket too long and takes a hit when he could just run early and get 5 or 6 yards.
The Colts are 4-4 on the road this year.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
They lost to the Jets. They lost to Chicago. They lost to New England.
Right.
And
well, everybody does.
And they lost to Houston.
Well, there you go. I mean, those are 4 pretty good teams.
They beat Kansas City by a touchdown on the road.
They suck.
They beat Detroit by 2 on the road.
They almost suck.
And they beat Tennessee by 6
they
on
do
the road.
Suck.
So those are your Ravens.
So they're not – so you know what? I feel really good about this. And you know what? Like I said, when it gets down to the playoffs, and you saw it yesterday, the NHL and the National Hockey League playoffs, what do the referees do? They put their whistles away.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that happened yesterday? They put their whistles away. Weren't a lot of PI calls, right? They let a lot of grabbing and clutching going on, just like in hockey. And you know what? Low scores. And if this is going to be a low-scoring game, it's going to be 27-7 Baltimore. 23-7 Baltimore. 24-10 Baltimore. It's not going to be Indy. If it mm-hmm. is, give Andrew Luck the daggone, rookie of the year. He'll never get it because he's got too many picks.
Baltimore is 6-2 this year at home, and last year they went 8-0.
Yeah, and you know what? They lost to Denver here. Remember, that killed me one weekend. That was my pick, was Baltimore. Denver came in and beat us up. 14 points they won by.
Yeah.
And somebody else – oh, I know who it was, Pittsburgh. Didn't they come here and win? I think they did because we went there and won, and they beat us here. And it was a 3-point game.
I believe you.
Yeah, it was. It was somebody that, it was a good team. I'm Bruce Hall. You listen to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. It's 140.39.
I think it was Pittsburgh.
On Sunday.
It was an overtime field goal, right?
Yes, it was. We're talking about today's games. The Redskins have got 2 of the best quarterbacks to come out of college football. One was a third-round draft choice. The other, a first-round draft choice.
Second overall.
Number 2 overall. And these two guys are almost – if Robert wasn't 0.2 seconds faster than him in the 40-yard dash, they'd almost be identical. Robert's got a better arm.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that Russell is, you know, Russell played 2 years of major of professional baseball. Went, you know, went to Wisconsin because Tom O'Brien wouldn't let him do both. And he ends up, he's, this is the best draft class with three quarterbacks in a long, long time, including Andrew Luck, who's playing right
up
the street.
You can say five quarterbacks with Whedon and Tannehill.
Oh, see, I can't say that for either one of those guys because
they're good.
Yeah, they're good, but they're not. Well, they're
not on this level.
No, they're in the draft
class. They're not, but they're in that draft
class.
These
are the guys that are going to make the difference. Now, Whedon, we'll see. Tannehill, I agree with you. And plus, he's got a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Philbin will make Ryan Tannehill a pro bowler.
I'm not saying that Whedon and Tannehill are there yet, but these guys are rookies.
Yep.
And Whedon and Tannehill look a lot better than Christian Ponder and
Christian Ponder has his moments, and it's a little different offense. Look who he has. You know who Leslie Frazier is, the head coach of Minnesota. He's a defensive guy. He was Tony Dungy's defensive coordinator. He's not an offensive guy. They don't really have a good offensive guy up in Minnesota. They haven't had a good offensive guy in Minnesota for a long time.
Yeah.
I think Ponder did a pretty good job this year. Plus, his wife's beautiful. Okay, or his wife to be. Not that that makes any difference.
Who's he engaged to?
That girl from ESPN. She's a doll, blonde.
Real
pretty.
Really relaxed.
Yeah, she's just he's always relaxed.
I need to look this up.
But anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Samantha Steele.
Yeah.
See, guys my age, we discuss and describe things.
I didn't know that.
Guys
she was
like you learn the names and never forget them. Samantha, they call her Sam. She's a doll. Yeah. She's a doll. She's ugly, isn't she?
Okay,
that
makes sense.
Ooh, she's so ugly. I'm Bruce Hall, and Samantha Steele's not ugly.
I didn't know that they were engaged.
Hey, what's up with Rex Ryan? I mean, seriously. Rex, what's the number? Tell Rex to call in. What's the number?
Nah, I don't want to talk to Rex.
I do. I want to talk to Rex tonight.
You give out the number.
Anyway, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We've got two games today. Now, next week, here's the deal. Pull up odds for next week's games, because they should have everything on there. The winner of the Baltimore game is going to end up going to not New England, but they're going
to Denver.
They're going to Denver next week. They're going to be a 7-point underdog. Whoever goes to Denver is going to be a 7-point underdog.
I don't see any lines for next week.
If it's Indianapolis, 10.5. If it's Baltimore, 6.5, 7. That's your lines. You don't even have to look at the boards tomorrow. That's going to be the lines. If I made the lines right now, that's what I'd make them. Denver is an odds-on favorite right now to win the AFC. They are. They have the best team in the AFC right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the NFC, you know, it's kind of up for grabs. I mean, San Francisco, you know, they're not as good as everybody thought. Seattle was better than everybody thought. The Redskins, when are they going to lose their first game and break the streak? I mean, anything can happen in the NFC. Denver is the team to beat in the AFC. Because you know who has to go to Denver? New England.
Yeah.
Even if they win next week, they go to Denver and get a Peyton Manning sandwich. You know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm telling you.
How much would everyone love that? A Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, AFC championship
game? You know it's going to happen.
Maybe.
I'm sure it will. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. Matt's in the box. We're having fun today. Roy is going to go relieve himself. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Roy's back. we have to call a hazmat unit, but we're going to be okay.
Oh, do you want to share what you just said?
No,
we don't want to talk. It's not radio appropriate.
All right, listen, real quick, if the play, you know, these are just some NFL thoughts here that I wrote down while I was half asleep this morning. If the Bears were still, would you think how bad you're going to feel when Seattle gets the crap kicked out of them today? If the Bears were still alive in the playoffs right now, would Lovie Smith have lost his job at the end of the season? Well, I don't think so.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, well, but it's a good question because they only missed because somebody else didn't win. Minnesota loses.
Well, they missed
the
because they didn't win enough games.
I know, but that's still wrong. Did Paul Tagliabue give NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell some good advice and tell him to stay out of the papers? I haven't read anything about Goodell in weeks. Mm-hmm. Is he on vacation? Is he in Columbia with, well, what's his name?
He needs to take a back
who's
seat.
Who's the guy in Columbia?
Larry Fitzgerald.
I bet he went down there with Larry Fitzgerald and they're scoring some killer. Okay, the NHL lockout is officially over. Oh, does anyone really care?
Yeah, I care.
Well, then you're the guy.
Anyone who
should everybody in the country call you because you care?
Anyone who doesn't have a team in the NFL playoffs cares.
Can I? That's true. You know what? That's actually true.
Yeah.
God, that was insightful.
Isn't that good?
Is it just me or is Aaron Rodgers the best quarterback in the NFL right now, hands down?
Aaron Rodgers?
If you hands down?
No,
right
not hands
now.
Down.
Okay, so who do you think's better than Aaron Rodgers?
Well, Tom Brady.
Oh, stop
Peyton
it.
Peyton Manning.
He cheats.
RG3.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay, well, you take them. I'll take Aaron. All right, let's talk about next week's
game.
Well,
who had a better completion percentage?
I don't want to
talk.
Who
had a better...
We're talking about a guy on your
just
team.
Just saying.
Well, no, he had a pretty damn good year, Aaron Rodgers.
So did,
he also
so
had
did
a
Peyton
lot,
Manning.
He also had a lot of his guys
He did
out.
Have a good year. Peyton
well,
Manning.
You got, but you can't... Look. We can talk about this and argue about this right now. You can't compare RG3 to Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he's a quarterback.
Because, yeah, but how many passes did he throw?
I can look that up for you.
Well, yeah, and does Aaron Rodgers run the balls? You know, he doesn't run the balls effectively as RG3, but it's two totally different offenses.
That's, well,
two totally different offenses.
Aaron Rodgers was...
They run a vertical passing game.
Before Robert Griffin III... Aaron Rodgers was the number two rushing quarterback in the league.
It just goes to show you. But now, how many does Russell Wilson have 600 yards? Because RG3 is around 800, correct? 8-something?
I don't know.
He is. Well, you don't know. I mean,
I'm pulling up his stats right now.
San Francisco, Green Bay next week. Who's going to win that game?
Green Bay.
You really think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
In San Francisco.
815 yards Robert Griffin III has.
All right, how about Russell Wilson, 657 or something like that?
I don't know.
Well, look
I'm looking up Aaron Rodgers right now because that's who you wanted me to look up.
Washington-Atlanta. Who's going to win that game if If Washington goes.
I'm not going to answer that because I'd take a step back.
This isn't politics.
I don't want to jinx anybody.
I'm not
jinxing. This weekend, Seattle could very much win this game.
Well, see, as a real handicapper, Roy, I have to look at these lines now. I think Atlanta, if Washington goes there, is going to be 7-point favorite. I think
7-point favorite over Atlanta in Atlanta.
No, Atlanta's going to be a 7-point favorite.
Okay,
I think that if Seattle goes, I think Seattle is probably a 6-point underdog in Atlanta, maybe 5.5.
Whoever goes to Atlanta is going to be a dog. But I like.
Well, of course, they're going to be a dog. They don't lose there usually.
I like the winner of the Seattle-Washington game to beat Atlanta.
Do you?
Yes. Aaron Rodgers had 259 yards rushing this year.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's athletic, but how many passes did he throw?
Aaron Rodgers attempted 371 passes.
How many did RG3 attempt?
He attempted 393. So he attempted – Robert Griffin III attempted more passes than Aaron Rodgers.
Did he really?
Yep.
I would never, ever have thought that in a million.
Oh, wait, no. That's a lie. I read the stat box.
There's a difference between a lie and a mistake.
I'm sorry. Aaron Rodgers almost completed as many passes as RG3.
Thank you very much for making my point.
Attempted.
Two totally different offenses, two totally different quarterbacks. But Aaron Rodgers has got how many more?
552 passes.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers is 29, probably maybe 30 years old. I think he's 29. If you sign Aaron Rodgers to a deal right now, how many years is it for? Five? Six?
Well, he's 29.
So I signed him to a 6-year deal.
Yeah.
With an extension.
I don't think his contract's really up, though.
No, but if you were going to redo his deal.
Today?
Yeah. They extend him all the time.
Yeah, of course.
And then they play with the...
I like Aaron Rodgers. He's one of the best quarterbacks.
I just think he's
the
best quarterback in the NFL right now.
He's one of the best, if not the best. Yeah, but I don't think you can downgrade Griffin.
No, but he's a rookie, and then you know he may be back next year. He might not.
You're right.
I'm talking about being a general manager wanting a quarterback.
I agree. And a lot of people were all over Cam Newton last year and said, Cam Newton.
Cam Newton ain't even close to RG3 or Russell Griffin.
Right.
In my opinion. You agree with me?
I think that
somebody
Cam
write
Newton
down
is
the time and the date. It's 11/53/19 on what's the date?
Sixth.
a sixth. You know what's really hard to do? People, listen to me. Isn't it hard to write 13 on your checks right now?
It is a little hard.
I have written 12 on everything. I got a trophy, a third place trophy last night. You know what the trophy says? 2012 wrestling tournament, Rumble in the Jungle.
Were you confused?
We got it back. No, they were confused. You know, they didn't realize January was a new year, I guess. Well, of course it is, Edison.
Here is a...
It's Alexandria.
Here's a question for you, okay?
What?
Robert Griffin III.
Yeah.
Where is he born?
He was probably born overseas. His dad was in the military. Texas? They're from Texas. But is he born overseas? Hawaii?
I'm asking you.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, you gotta take a stab at it.
Philippines.
You know who was born in the Philippines? Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's born in the Philippines. Robert Griffin III is born in Japan.
Well, I was close.
You're close.
I mean, they kind of speak the same language.
Same
and they,
general
and they drive,
part of the world.
They drive exactly the same.
Same general
I'm Bruce
part of the
Hall,
world.
And I when I'm in a car, I notice everything. You listen to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion here. Roy,
yeah.
Let's come up with a couple of other things. First of all, you know, we didn't really get a chance to talk about what was really the big news. I just wanted to say I'm so happy that I haven't heard anything that detailed about the Sandusky scandal in a while. So glad that that got out of the papers. And you know what else I'm glad it got out of the papers? This tragic thing that happened in Connecticut with the school kids. They really did get it off the news, out of the papers, because nobody gets better talking about that every day.
I've said that for a long time. I don't think that major media outlets should cover tragedies.
Well, you know, because the guys that are doing it, you think they're motivated by that.
That's exactly my point. I think that you should talk about the victims,
right?
But there's been way too much emphasis on the shooters.
All right, let's do this. Pull up NFL.com, people, if you're following. Let's talk about next year and who we think may be in the playoffs next year. Can we do that?
I'm going to do that.
That might be fun. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Let's go to NFL.com. I want to see in the NFC East, who makes a play next year? Are the Giants back next year?
I would have to think so.
Okay, so if the Giants are back and the Redskins are back, that might be it next year in the East. How about the Central in the NFC? What do you think?
The North?
The North, I mean, yeah. So
well, they'll be stuck in the 80s.
Hey, look, I'm stuck in all kinds of stuff. You think Green Bay will repeat?
Yeah.
Are the Lions going to have to get rid of Jim Schwartz after next
they
year?
They will next year.
I think you're right. I'm surprised he didn't get fired, to be honest with you.
Well, he went to the playoffs the year before.
I had him on my list. I did. Atlanta will be back. How about Carolina? You think
Carolina sucks.
All right, so you think Ron Rivera's tough. How about the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah,
will they be back next year?
Yeah.
So if they're back, who is not back?
What do you mean?
What about Shano?
I think New Orleans goes. I think Atlanta goes. I think Green Bay goes.
What about
Washington and New York goes.
Well, you know who's supposed to go, according to me and you, early in the season? You know who we were talking about would be good next year?
Peyton?
The Rams.
Oh, the Rams, right, yeah.
I think the Rams, they're going to get another great draft class. You think it's 2 years away? Let's look at the West. San Francisco's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah.
I think Seattle's going to stick around, and I think that's your guys. I'm looking here. Cowboys aren't going to do anything. Vikings aren't going to do anything next year. I think this was their year because AP's not going to have a better year next year. You watch, he'll probably get hurt next year. Tampa Bay Bucks, boy, they started fighting after loving life there for a while. They were all Shiano-ing late.
They're so bad.
Yeah, they are. Buffalo Bills,
so
they're going nowhere. I think the Dolphins will be back. I really do. I think the Jets are a long ways away. I think Belichick finds a way back. I think the Ravens, that's a tough one.
Ravens are going to take a step back.
This
is their last year.
I don't think the Bengals are coming back. Cleveland should get a little bit better. Depends on who they hire.
I think the Bengals take over that division. The Steelers are getting older. The Ravens are taking a step back. The Bengals are getting younger.
Do you think the Colts will continue to improve?
Well, they play in a really bad division, so yes.
Texas, I think, will be back.
Yep.
I really do. I think they figured out how to do it, and I think Kubiak's got a firm hold grip. I think the Jaguars will always suck. I think if Tebow's there, they win 6-7 games.
I think
if he's not
LA.
There, do you think they're going to move to LA?
You know how much that franchise is worth?
$2.5 billion.
$770 million.
Oh, I thought it was $2.5 billion.
Nope. $770 million. You know who the number two, they're the least – valuable franchise in the NFL. You know who number two is?
No, the Redskins are worth $1.3 billion
right now. They're worth more than that.
2.5.
2.5.
Is that right?
And they're number four.
You had the right number. Wrong team.
They're number,
oh, I had the wrong team.
They're number four, I think, in the NFL.
All right, Denver will be back. Peyton will be back. Denver will
be
back.
Do you know who the number two least valuable?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas, I mean, number one. Dallas is number one.
Yeah, Dallas is one. Redskins, I'm talking about, are the Redskins two?
They're three or four.
Who's number two?
New England, I think.
Yeah, they are. You're right. You're right. You're right. How about the Jets and the Giants? Giants got to be up there. Giants got to be up there.
The Jets,
I've seen their ticket prices.
The Jets were middle of the pack. I looked at the top two.
Well, the Giants are higher than
the Jets. I
looked
at the bottom for this. But the
Eagles got to be decent. Lurie.
The Rams are the second least at 780.
I can believe that. How about Arizona? They got to be down there.
Arizona's down there.
New Orleans down there because of just there's problems with jobs and stuff down there. Buffalo must suck because they can't figure out if they're
Buffalo's
in Canada.
Buffalo's down there.
Yeah, they can't figure out if they're in Canada or the United States to begin with. Hey, Roy, it's been a great show. Now, are you sure you don't want to go to the game?
No.
Are you sure?
That
Take
last
the
bath-
kid.
The last bathroom trip sealed the fact that I'm not going anywhere today.
Listen, people, be safe no matter what you're doing out there. Roy and I have had a great time with you. You've listened to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230. We'll be back next week with the next round of the NFL playoffs. See you later.